Okay, I talked to you last month about tribulation. It's going to be a terrible time and a very wonderful time. As I've told you for, 43 years, it's going to get worse and worse and better all at the same time. Okay? I am excited. I really want to be right in the middle of it. So, tribulation isn't something to be afraid of. We have friends that are storing up guns, storing up food, storing up garden seed, and all kinds of things. Many years ago, I tried to do that. There was a guy came through, supposedly a prophet of God, and he was saying, God told me to destroy all this stuff, put it in a cave, for when the hard times come. Well, he died. He never even told his kids or his wife where he stored all the stuff. But he made a statement. He said, if I die before Christ comes, you know I made a mistake. It wasn't God that told me. He died many years, 1974, by the way. He's been gone a long time. The problem with storing up is it binds you. You have to stay by your stuff. You have to stay wherever your guns are, wherever your food is. I think I shared with you, I was ministering on Indian Point down by Branson, and I went to my meeting. And this couple came up to me and they said, no, we've been storing food for a long time, but we're getting real nervous about it. We have all these freezers. We have this special packed food and all this. We're just concerned that people are going to start coming and attacking us to get our food. We're just wondering if we should buy guns to protect all of our stuff. And I smiled at him real big and I said, God has a better plan. Yes. I said, what God wants you to do, starting in the morning, I want you to start emptying your freezers and giving food to your neighbors until you've given it all away. And they did. They said, it's like being born again. I said, it's such a wonderful, wonderful freedom. I'm going through a process of just getting rid of everything I have. I pretty well got rid of everything. I'm either giving it away, selling it, whatever I can do. I want to be free to move wherever God wants me to be at any given moment. And I got Frank doing the same thing.
Yeah. I got a lot more junk than you do.
Yeah. But he's unloading. Don't you feel better?
Yeah.
Every time something's gone, it's like the load is lifting. The load is lifting. So we can walk in the Spirit. See, God don't want us to be in fear. God's not giving us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. God's not giving us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Hallelujah. That is precious. That's worth a lot. Okay, so let's look at our scriptures here. And as I told you last month, there's nothing new here. All of you know these scriptures. So I'm not here like to teach you scriptures. Okay? We're more or less going to be rehearsing what we know. But you need to have these scriptures. I would say keep them with you. Put them somewhere where you can go over them and rehearse them again and again and again. There are things that I do sitting in my office where I go over scriptures over and over and over again because of the benefit. You never, ever milk everything there is in a scripture. You never get everything that is there. But there's going to be people around you, as I'm talking about believers now, that are going to be terrified because of threats and all of these things. And the only reason why they're terrified is they don't know God's Word. If you know God's Word, I think of, you remember Jonathan, the son of King Saul? And I love to read that story. He had an armor bearer. And, I mean, here were armies lined up over here, and armies lined, they're ready to kill each other. 20, 50,000, 100,000, and it kill each other. Jonathan and his armor bearer, Jonathan says to him, "Perchance, what if God would deliver us? Let's go up to their camp." And they went right up to their camp. And they sought the Lord, and the Lord told them exactly what to do, and the Lord totally defeated the enemy, and not one of Israel got killed. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. What if we believed? What if we had faith in the living God? See, what if we believed that God would deliver us? What if we believed God would deliver the enemy into our hands? And what would you do with him if he did? Would you love him? Jesus said, love your enemies. What would you do? Would you do good to them? Jesus said, do good to your enemies. Would you pray for them? Jesus said, pray for your enemies. I don't think Jesus was afraid of enemies. Doesn't sound like it, does it? Hallelujah. Okay, so where is our victory? Revelation 12:11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, that is the Antichrist, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. What is your testimony? By the blood of the Lamb. First of all, we're covered over by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. And by the blood, we are God's property. We are the body of Christ. Now, he said we'll suffer tribulation. That's just part of it. Fact is, the closer you walk to God, the more chances of you suffering tribulation. Okay? So we have to accept that. But as they come against us, we have an obligation. We have an obligation to pray for them. We have an obligation to love them, do good for them. Okay? By the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. I love this last one. And they loved not their lives unto the death. That's the advantage that these ISIS leaders that are coming to Christ have. Because, see, they've already, previous time, they've committed to Satan. They don't care whether they live or die. And now they've come to Christ. And they don't care whether they live or die. They're going to preach the gospel with power, with authority. See, they've met the living Christ. They've met the resurrected Christ. They know what they believe. See, and they don't care. And they love not their lives unto the death. See, Paul said, I die daily. Jesus said, take up your cross daily and follow me. Reckon yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. The wonderful thing is, those scriptures being true, we're dead people. And you can't kill a dead man. It's impossible to kill a dead man. So we reckon ourselves to be dead. See? Give our bodies a living sacrifice, loving not our lives unto the devil. Revelation 3:21, to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. That's our victory. And that's what keeps us going. When Jesus sat down, we're going to sit down with him. You have to have a hope. You have to have a hope that is greater than every threat that you come to. You have to have a hope. My hope is, I'm going to sit down with the Lord Jesus. I'm going to rule and reign with Christ. Hallelujah. Okay, so we know that faith is how we battle. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed a good confession in the presence of many witnesses. 1 Timothy 4:7, I have fought the good fight of faith, finished the race. I have kept the faith. So it looks like faith is the one thing we need to maintain. I'll restate this because I want to plant it deep, deep, deep in your soul. Okay? Have faith in what you have faith in. Believe what you believe. Don't try to believe. Simply believe. When you need more faith, or you need your faith realm to expand, God will expand that by the Word of God and by the Holy Spirit. Don't try to operate outside of your individual realm of faith. I think we've run through this before. Let's do it again. I believe in the Father. I believe in the Father. I believe He created the heavens and the earth.
I believe He created the heavens and the earth.
You see, if that's all we believe, we're fine. Okay? I believe that Jesus is the Christ.
I believe
that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Do you really believe that?
Yes.
That's enough. That's enough. That'll carry you all the way through tribulation. You don't need anything else. Okay? I believe in the Holy Spirit.
I believe in the Holy Spirit.
How about this? I believe in the Word of God.
I believe in the Word of God.
I believe I can speak to that tree and make it jump into the sea. Nah, that's outside of my realm. So I'm not going to be talking to any tree soon. I'm going to stay within my realm of faith. I'm going to stay where I know what I speak is going to happen, and what I pray will come to pass.
Yeah.
Just assuredly, as in John 17, as Jesus' prayer to the Father in our behalf, He prayed a prayer of faith, and it will come to pass 100%. Everything He spoke in prayer will come to pass. That's the realm I want to walk in. 1 John 5:4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Our faith in God. Our faith in Jesus Christ. Our faith in the Word of God. Our faith in the love of God. as one of my rooms, I believe you love me. I don't have to work with that one. See, I believe you love me. If you struggle with that, maybe as you're in the Word of God, you'll come to be convinced of that. But if you struggle with it, that may be on the edge of your perimeter. I just happen to believe. I say that because I talk to a lot of Christians who don't really know that God loves them. Yeah. A lot of them even think God's mad at them. God's just purposefully making things difficult for them. That's not true. God loves you. But that happens to be one of my realm. In my realm, I know. I know that I know that I know that I know. Going back to the old Full Gospel Businessmen Fellowship meetings, all of the speakers used to always, I know that I know that I know. Praise God. Well, I know that I know that I know. So we believe. See, we believe in the living God. And then we learn to walk. Not only does God love us, but then that love causes us to love each other. And it is that faith works by love. See? And sometimes we don't know even what we're doing. And by the way, when it really gets tough and things are hard, it'll be just as much fun. Amen? Because we know who we believe in. See? The only thing is, there'll be more opportunities. The opportunities to love one another will be increased. 1 Corinthians 15:57, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Always giving us the victory. No matter how great the tribulation, we have victory. We are overcomers, as these scriptures are talking about. Remember what I've told you for years, you can't overcome until you come to something to come over. And you have to, you can't get over it yourself. It's always bigger than we are. And so we, by faith, by listening to the Holy Spirit, it's all of a sudden like, oh, do this. And we do it, and there we are, higher and further along than we were before. We are overcomers through Jesus Christ. But sitting in your living room watching TV really doesn't call for much to be overcomers. Mm-hmm. Okay. The greater the tribulation, the greater the presence of God. How would you like to be attacked by a whole crowd of people ready to shove you over the cliff and all of a sudden be able to walk right between them and they'd not even see you? Have you ever heard of that happening?
Yeah. Jesus did.
That's right.
Yeah, Paul in prison too.
Yeah.
Walk right out.
Yeah.
You thought it was a dreamer.
Yeah. Peter in prison walked right out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, things can get really tough, but that's okay. But what I'm telling you is that it takes the same faith, the same hope, the same love to go all the way through tribulation that it does to live today, right here and right now. I used to tease people. I like to tease people to teach them. I don't just do it to tease, but people say, oh, I can't wait for the trumpet to sound. Boy, as the trumpet sounds, I'm out of here. And so that's really strange. You're listening for a trumpet, but you can't hear God say to fix a meal and take it to your neighbor. If you can't hear him give instructions, how you expect to hear a trumpet?
That's right.
This is liable to go right on by you. Beep. What was that? But I, every day, I'm listening. See, and God says, call this one. Do this. I just, my days fill up with just walking in the Spirit, doing whatever it is that God says to do. When the trumpet sounds, I'm out of here. I may have to put in earplugs because I'm listening to the still small voice. If it's a loud trumpet, it may be too loud for me. But it won't last very long because I'll be out of this body and I'll have my new one. And it can take it. Hallelujah. There may be a million trumpets all blowing up one. Hallelujah. Okay. So our believing. John 14:1. Let not your heart be troubled. Look at the simplicity of this now. This is God talking. Listen to the simplicity. Let not your heart be troubled. Are you listening? Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. What if that's all we needed? They asked Jesus, how do we work the works of God? Believe on him whom he has sent. That's enough. See, we get all tied up and I'm praying for and I'm believing. We're trying to manipulate God rather than listen to God. God knows what you need. He'll let you know how he's taking care of it. And he'll meet the need. And he enjoys doing it. Now I enjoy receiving. But how do we work the works of God? Believe on him whom he has sent. Believe on him whom he has sent. Believe on him whom he has sent. It can't get any simpler than that. That's God telling us how to do it. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. John 6:29. Jesus answered them, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent. John 6:69. Also we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of a living God. What if that's what we need to believe? What if that's what we need to believe? That happens to be what I believe. Pretty simple, right? See, man makes it complicated, not God. John 9:38. Then he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. It's our believing followed up by worship. Thank you, Lord. I worship you, Lord. Yes, I really do believe. And I worship you. That's how much I believe. And I know you're in charge. We read scriptures like in Peter, casting all your care on him, for he cares for you. And so we're trying to cast. I'm going to cast all my... And we really work at it. But believing, it's like, whoop, I cast all my care on you. As a matter of fact, I could care less. I could care less because I cast all my care on him. So often for me, it's after the fact. In other words, he's already taken care of it. I wasn't even aware of it. And he did the whole thing. It's like, oh, You took care of that. Thank you. I appreciate that. We don't know, see, how much he loves us, how much he cares. Can I roll my care on him? Of course I can. Because he sees things I don't even know. But he explains it later. I'm always glad, you know, when he explains things. I don't get frustrated. I tell him, I don't understand, but that's okay. I know you understand. Why? Because I know he loves me. I know he loves me. So, Lord, I believe and I worship. John 11:27, she said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God who has come into the world." Yes, Lord, I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. How easy that comes out. Yes, Lord, I believe. What's next? What's the next trial? What's the next battle? Yes, Lord, I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. John 11:40, Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" The glory of God is the recognizable reality of his presence. In other words, he shows up. He does something about it. She said, "I believe." And you're going to see the glory of God. You're going to see real things happen. Acts 16:31. So they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household." Now the Greek word sozo here includes everything. That is, I have been saved, been born again. I'm presently being saved. And no matter what comes, I'm being saved. So I've been saved, I'm being saved, and forever will be saved. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 4:13. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, "I believe, therefore I spoke." We also believe, therefore speak. And this is this intercession that we're talking about. Speaking righteousness to cover the nation. Speaking peace to Congress. Yes. That the Republicans and Democrats, can you imagine what it would be like? Yes. If there was peace in Congress? Well, see, what we don't know is that God was already working. See, it's Satan that's trying to keep everybody at odds with one another. It's Satan that wants to divide. Remember, years ago, I taught you on what is the true signs of the end. And one of the signs of the end is the unity of the Spirit. We will be of one Spirit. One Spirit with the Father and the Son, and one Spirit with one another. And it don't matter what your background, whether you're Baptist, Methodist, Episcopalian, Presbyterian, Catholic. By the way, God is moving so mightily among the Catholics now. It is just mind-boggling what God is doing, baptizing them in the Holy Spirit. Thousands and thousands and thousands of them. Okay, so we believe and we speak. Every morning as I am interceding, as I am speaking over Donald Trump and Mike Pence and Eric Greitens and all of these people, and speaking over Congress and speaking over the Supreme Court, and just wave after wave of the Spirit of God comes through my office. It's just like, I can hardly take it. It is so wonderful. But as I'm speaking, and then I watch the evening news, and it's on the news. It happened. It's like, who would ever have thought? I believe, therefore I speak. But there again, see, we're not just speaking what we want to speak. We listen. And whatever God is saying, that's what I say. I don't say anything but what He's saying. Jesus said, I speak what I hear my Father speak. I do what I see my Father do. Okay. If it's good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for me. And He was the Word of God. And yet, He waited for the Word. 1 John 3:23. And this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, as He gave us commandment. Mm-hmm. Believe on Jesus and love one another. Well, those are hard instructions. How simple can you get? You need to believe and you need to love one another. Confidence, Ephesians 3:12. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in Him. There it is. Back to the simplicity. My faith is in Jesus Christ. Because I have faith in Him, I have confidence. So that anything I ask in His name, and by the way, in His name is not a formula. It's not a magic word. In His name simply means in behalf of. He's given us the authority to speak in His behalf. Just like if you gave power of attorney to someone and you left the country and they could act in your behalf. That's what it means. And so we're talking to the Father, and it's exactly as if Jesus was talking to the Father. That's the confidence that we have. There again, man's made it so complicated. It's not complicated. Believe in Him. Just believe in Him. That's all you have to do. 1 John 5:14. Now this is the confidence that we have in Him. If we ask anything, here it is, according to His will, He hears us. I wait for God to tell me what He's doing. Then I pray according to what He's doing, and He does what He's doing. See, faith is simply believing God is who He said He is and will do what He said He will do. See, but we want to somehow pull His chain. We want, no, I need this. And I'll finagle, I'll do whatever it takes to get what I want. No. Whatever we ask, according to His will. Worship God, I listen to God, and when we cooperate, it happens. If He doesn't want to be involved, I'm not involved. Wonderful Spirit. Okay, Hebrews 10:35. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. Don't cast away your confidence. Don't let anything destroy this confidence. If it starts to be destroyed, go back to simplicity. I believe, Jesus, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. I believe that God raised Him from the dead. I believe that. I believe, Jesus, You're the Word of God. I believe that You're Lord of Lords and King of Kings. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make Your enemies Your footstool. I believe. I don't have any trouble with any of that. I know it's all coming to pass. Okay. Hebrews 3, 6. But Christ, a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope. Don't ever lose the joy. Don't ever lose the rejoicing. Maintain the hope, that joyful, confident expectation. It doesn't matter what's coming or going. We still have that confidence. Our God, in the end, rules and reigns. I have confidence. I have confidence. Every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God. To the glory of God. Hallelujah.